taxi down the runway, hand in hand. As we take off, we got our home flight plan. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. As we take off on the go, we don't need air traffic control. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. As we begin to gain altitude, just like no other love is true. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you.
Welcome to another edition of No Biz Like Showbiz. Okay, how you doing out there, Mr. Las Vegas?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, Randall Rutledge?
Pretty fair. Fair and partly cloudy.
Yeah, we've had some clouds too, but I'll tell you what, even right now, gorgeous sunset in the Las Vegas Valley this evening. It's just actually been a beautiful day. We just got back from Cine Vegas over at the Palms, and of course, with the benefits that we get here, we got a free buffet and free slot play and even got a free mystery gift. So those are, again, some of the neat tips and things you get here as a local and work in the town. And a lot of action over there with Cine Vegas. Probably be having some news on that in the next few days. I just saw Penn from Penn and Teller. Dennis Hopper is here, a few stars, and they'll be on the runway for about the next 5 days. So pretty interesting. And, of course, I got a video with a couple of girls promoting one of the movies there. What was the name of that film? Some vampire movie. They were all Remnants. So it's coming on at 11 o'clock tonight over there, but they were all got up in all the blood and Revenants, that's it, and blood and bite marks on their neck. Cute little twins over there. So I'm going to try to get some video and get some neat information for Cine Vegas, so that's going on this week. How did your book signing go? You were in Oklahoma last week, so we definitely missed you on the show. We certainly made it work, and Mac was on doing his first edition of Mac's Movie News and Reviews, and he'll be on tonight as well.
Signing went good. There at Hastings Bookstore in Enid, Oklahoma, I had this one little girl. She was cute as a button. She's probably about 11 or 12 years old, and she's telling her mom and dad, "You got to buy this book for me because I want to be in show business and I'm going to be a star. And I need this information."
That's right.
It was cute. She was cute as a button, and it's okay. We'll buy you the book.
Right.
I thought they bought her the whole store out of them. That little girl's going, "Okay, I want this. I want that. I want this. I want that." But the main thing is, she bought my book, so she'll never get ripped off. Now, you know, she reads the book and just really absorbs the information. I mean, I know she's young, but she was very intelligent for a young little young girl. Very smart.
Right. Very cool. So that was that one. Now, where was that again? Hastings, Bookstore.
Hastings Bookstore.
Enid,
Oklahoma. Yeah, Enid, Oklahoma.
I'm getting it.
let's just call it Hastings, Oklahoma, and call it Enid Bookstore.
Yeah,
right. We'll rename the town.
Huh?
We'll rename the town and become the mayor.
Exactly.
But it was cool. A lot of people come up and talk to me about show business, and a lot of interest in the industry. I mean, you know, the state of Oklahoma, a lot of known name stars have actually hailed from Oklahoma. Toby Keith, Chuck Norris, Reba McEntire, Vince Gill. I mean, you know, Garth Brooks. The one girl that won the one of the American Idols, I keep forgetting her name, but she also hailed from Oklahoma. So a lot of folks in the industry come out of Oklahoma.
Right. Well, and we've got even more information to share with that tonight. I got some stuff, and I know you do too. Now, real quick, when is your next book signing? Let's get that out there right away so people know.
Well, it'll be August 6th in my hometown here, but then after that, it will be, well, this Saturday I'll be in Nashville doing a showcase at the National Speakers Association in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
And then October 10th, I'll be back in Nashville at the Book Expo. And then in, September, I plan on being there in Vegas. And then November 7th, I'll be at the Self-Publishers Book Expo in New York City.
Okay, so we got the itinerary getting lined up there for the book, and that's great. It's just awesome that that's moving along very nicely. Now, Randall, it's, since we are on the education process here, that's what we do, as well as talk about the, you know, just what's going on in the ins and outs. Now, you just a little lesson for everybody and what just occurred the last day or so with your book that was really quite funny that people might want to be aware of. And, of course, we don't hide anything. We share our own personal stories. As we're going to have a couple of guests on. Again, Max is going to be on with his movie news, and we have Robert Say, who's going to be on here in a few minutes with us sharing his story. And, of course, the ins and outs of the business. But what was the situation you had in regards to, i.e., let's say you wrote a book like you did,
yes,
you published it, and you got stuff like that going on, and then you get one of these.
Yeah, this company wants to, as they call it, quote-unquote, republish my book, but they want me to pay them $895 up front, and then it's going to cost about $6 per book to have printed, but I can get my books printed, depending on the quantity I buy, anywhere from $4.75 a book to $2.52 a book printed. You know, I still thus increasing my profit margin, because I really don't need these people. And I just, I'll share the email with you I sent back to them. Okay. Pull it up here. My computer is a little slow.
All right. So they sent you an email saying they will partner up with you.
Right.
Your
want,
book. If you
joint
paid them $895
right.
on a joint venture and
yeah.
still charge you more
yeah.
than you even pay for your book now.
Right. I mean, here's the
for your book.
Yeah, here's the email I sent back to them this morning. I wrote, obviously you did not read the email I sent to you yesterday. You have resubmitted the joint venture contract, and as I informed you yesterday, I will not pay any company an upfront fee of $895 to republish my book, nor pay the cost to have my books printed through you when I can get them printed less, thus increasing my profit margin. I don't need to continue receiving your emails full of self-praise and testimonials. Like I said in my email yesterday, I will take over this book as far as printing and fulfillment, marketing and promotion. Had you paid attention to detail, you would have got that point clear. I will always publish every book I write from this point forth under my own publishing company, which also has film and music divisions, Rutledge Media Group. Again, I respectfully decline your offer.
Gee, you think they'll get the message this time?
I hope
you
so.
So there you go again, just even on a situation like this. And folks, we share all of our personal situations and things that happen in real life in the business, whether you're writing songs, producing movies, your own projects, your own music, your own books. These are things that go on out there that you need to be aware of. And there's, you know, certainly a lot of great things and a lot of positive things. We share both sides, so that you're aware of, everything and anything that these, I don't know the word for it, hooligans, whatever, scam artists, you know, it's just a game. And they're just so used to people falling for this stuff because they don't know what they're
yeah,
doing.
Exactly.
That's the purpose of our show.
Well, it's like, you know, like in, at some point in the book, I mentioned the word con artist, and then I follow that up after saying con artist. Then I say, well, you know, I really don't believe that the word artist should be affiliated with con because ripping people off should not be an art form.
No. That is so true, so very true. So there you have it. There's an instance even today that you know we experience doing what we're doing, and you know, this is stuff you just got to be aware of. So glad you put them in their place again, and it'll be interesting here with the next email is next week. Maybe we'll touch on that and see what happens. But now I have a couple of stories. Now this is something that I'd like to share with everybody. Now, you know, stuff can happen anywhere. You just never know. Like when I was out singing, I just go out singing here at all kinds of places, especially the Bootlegger Bistro, like I said, because a lot of the local talent goes there on Monday nights. I missed this week because I've been out of work with an injury, but next week I'll have a report and have some information with that. But, you know, me and Randall even originally met when I was out singing, when I became a part of the show, Las Vegas Singers Roundup, and then the radio show we had, Let's Talk Country Music. But that was where we met out there, and, you know, I was just singing somewhere, and you just never know what's going to happen or what you're going to run into. Now, they've had a karaoke-style contest at these bowling alleys throughout the United States, and I believe it was an international bowling karaoke superstar contest at the Prairie Lanes in Brookings, South Dakota.
Huh.
And this lady who won the contest says, I didn't really even want to sing the first time. But then I thought, heck, I'll sing. And it wasn't too bad. Now, this International Bowling Karaoke Superstar Contest just ran exclusively in the bowling centers in the United States, Canada, and Puerto Rico. And singers competed each week. This has started up in January. And they said that this was by far the most talented field of contestants the Prairie has ever had. Now, this lady ended up winning the contest. And just a couple of quick notes on this. She didn't really want to sing, and she... I guess she actually does sing. She what is her name? Reef. Let me see here. Her name is, she's 21, Nikki Reef. She's a South Dakota State University Health Promotion and Preoccupational Therapy major.
Wow.
From Pakistan.
Well, at least she's got something to fall back on if the music don't work for her.
Well, right. I mean, she has a day job. In fact, her friends got her in on it. She says when she had only sung karaoke once before the competition, and her college friends found out that she could sing and signed her up unwillingly. When she found out that she liked karaoke, she decided to sign up for the local competition. I wasn't really nervous, Reeve said, only a bit anxious on the way to the bowling alley. They drew names to see whatever we could go, what order we would go in, and I was the last one every time. So, hearing the others sing only made me feel excited to compete. And she says, "I understand the standards, and it pushed me because the competition was really good. So I wasn't nervous about anything because I knew the other contestants deserved it just as much as I did. And I was all about having fun and enjoying the night." Bingo.
Cool.
Now she says, now whoever takes top honors in the Las Vegas competition, where this is where the finals is going to end up here, gets $5,000 studio time to record a CD and a chance to open for Bill Ingvall June 25th at Mandalay Bay. June 25th also happens to be Reef's birthday. Reef leaves for Las Vegas June 20th. She said she's most nervous about choosing the songs that she sings in the international competition. "I listen to a little bit of everything, from country music to jazz or R&B. I think that that might have helped me when I was the local competition because I sang a song from the 80s, Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses, which is a tough song to do if you're not gonna match that and not be a drunken idiot
because
right. That's who usually does it. All right, a country song, "Lights Go Down" by Faith Hill, she sang, and an R&B song, "If I Ain't Got You" by Alicia Keys. Now, she got her start singing for the public when she was young, performing the national anthem in school and singing at weddings and in church. She also played percussion in her high school band and plays piano. She cantors in church, leads the congregation, often performing solo work, and sings at South Dakota State University Women's Choir. So she does this as a hobby, and singing is something I've always loved to do. It's a lot of fun, and I once thought I was going to be a music major and be a music teacher. I chose instead to do something in the medical field, which is still a major hobby. Music is still a major hobby of mine. She added that she has won that if she wins the Las Vegas competition, she might reconsider her plans for the future. I would still graduate with my undergrad, she laughs, but then I would just have to live it out and see where it takes me. Music is definitely something I enjoy. I love the feedback you get from singing or performing for a crowd, and I feel really blessed. So she has a really great attitude, and here's an opportunity, here's an instance, folks, where you can just be out singing a competition. You love to sing. You never know. And if you can sing and really sing.
She's doing it right, too, by having something to follow up with and kind of like do the showbiz as a hobby first. I mean, she's at the right age, too, to be picked up by someone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so the moral of the story is it could happen to anybody. You never know. Here she is doing this competition. Now she's coming to fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, and going to be doing the finals here. And then if she wins that, she gets $5,000 in studio time. But that's plenty to record an album.
Absolutely. You can do a whole 10-song album for that.
Absolutely. Plus, radio ready. Right.
Get your masters done. It'll do your master. Duplicate you maybe 1,000 CDs, retail ready to go, radio ready. So that's excellent.
And then she gets to open here for Bill Engvall here on the 23rd for his show, which is a wonderful opportunity. That's a great takeoff. So here's an example that certainly I wanted to share with people that it can happen. Right.
There's some negative stuff out there. James and I, we don't pull any punches. But on the other hand, there's some positive info too. There's a lot of positive stuff out there as well.
Exactly. And she has a great attitude about it. She has a degree. She has her day job. She has something she does. She can always fall back on that. Do something for fun. And even like she said, whatever happens, happens.
I'll tell you, if worse come to worse, based on the profession she has chosen to be in, she would make enough money to produce her own albums and call the shots herself.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Now that she's got the encouragement and, you don't win an international competition, I would never do Guns N' Roses myself. But, hey, if she did Guns N' Roses and beat people with that song... because to me, when somebody gets up there and does Bohemian Raps, there are just some songs that you just, if you're a serious singer,
I can assure you that.
Yeah, that when people do that.
This hillbilly would never even attempt Guns N' Roses, I can assure you that.
Right. So,
anybody out there listening in, though, give us a call at 1-888-228-4494.
And we will be having, Robert Say on here in just a moment shortly here, and he'll be sharing his story with us, and we'll be talking with him in just a minute. What else was going on that I had to share? Let's see. It's just something that irks me, and that is, Chris Lambert. The guy who won American Idol. Adam Lambert.
Yeah, I don't even follow the show.
Adam Lambert. Well, he just had, there was an article about him this last week on American Idol, and just a couple of points that I like to bring up because It really just irks me, and that is that number one, that in this article he shared a few things that I think that you have to understand and learn that it's just really nobody's business and things he really shouldn't be saying. I think this guy is going to be a little bit of trouble in the future myself, just by the way he spoke in the article. But the points were, first of all, that he was gay. Now, I'm not talking against anything like that. It's not the point. The point is, we don't care about your sex life. Why does everybody think, ladies and gentlemen, I'm straight. You know, why do we have to hear that? We don't want to hear about people's sex life. He's talking about, you know, he roomed with Chris. No, Chris won American Idol. Adam came in second. He was actually the favorite. And talking about how cute Chris was, they shared a room, you know, blah, blah, blah. He smoked marijuana and did ecstasy, you know, and did all that. We don't care about the drugs either. We don't care about, you know, I mean, it's like we don't want to hear this stuff. We really don't. We don't care what drugs you've done. We've all done whatever we've done and grown and experienced and all that stuff. If you really got to share this stuff, then you are so insecure and you're still not settled in what you're doing that's just trouble. And it just bothers me, you know, that people constantly have to feel they have to do that. Who cares?
Well, it goes back to when they were doing the last comic standing, I think like the first or second round where the guy Ant was on there, and the judge just told him straight up, do you always have to do gay comedy? He told him straight out. He says, I don't care what your preference is, but your act doesn't always have to pertain to that. You know,
exactly.
Mix it up. Do more jokes. Write better material.
You know, we don't care what you have in the closet.
Exactly.
Stay in the damn closet, you know? mean, you know, it just seems like that's the first thing they've got to do, you know. But the way just this article went, you know, it just seemed like all these things he felt that he had to, you know, and none of it had anything to do with show business. It was all his stuff on the gayness and the drugs. And his,
they should be focused more on the music than anything at all.
Exactly. That's what we want to hear about your career, you know, how professional and music orientated you're going to be and the great things you're going to produce and the contribution you're going to make to the industry. And unfortunately, that's just a problem today. It's just...
I tell you what I'd like to see more of. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, for a while, Country Music Television took off the writers' credit from the music videos, and they were putting the directors up there who directed the music videos and the artist's name, but they took the writer's name away. They had news for them. If that artist did not write that song, then that song would not have been available. So you should never ever take credit away from who wrote the material. So I signed a petition. Lots of people, hundreds of thousands of people signed the petition, and now when you go back on CMT and Great American Country, you see the writers credited for those songs again. They started putting them back in. People get upset about it. BMI, ASCAP, you know, they all push for it, and all the other songwriters. So, you know, you should never take credit away from anybody, period.
Right. You know, there's plenty around to go for everybody. And, you know, well, all that stuff just doesn't matter. It would have been nice to hear about the music. Okay, so let's see. If you'd like to call in, chat with us, talk about the business, have any questions, please call in and talk to me and Randall, 888-228-4494. Is it time for a commercial break?
Yeah, let's hit a commercial break, and then hopefully maybe Robert or Mac will be called in by the time the commercial's over.
Yeah, I think Mac will be on an 8:40 waiting for Robert any minute now. So let's do that, and we'll come back.
All righty.
As we take off on the go, we don't need air traffic control. It's a nonstop life, but I'm loving you.
Howdy, Randall Rutledge here. Listen to my show, No Biz Like Showbiz, here on www.bbsradio.com, Station 2, every Thursday at 7:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen in and call in. Join me and my co-host, James Turner, if you want to learn the ins and outs of the entertainment industry. I also have a book out entitled From Movie City to Music City, USA. It's also available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Tower and others. It's available from my website, www.randallrutledge.com. If you're considering pursuing show business, my book will save you years of trial and error, as well as hundreds and thousands of dollars that you don't have to spend. So catch my show, No Biz Like Showbiz, right here on www.bbsradio.com.
Touching down the runway, hand in hand, as we take off, we've got our whole flight plan. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you.
Welcome back to No Biz Like Showbiz. James, you want to go ahead and introduce our guest to everyone?
Yeah, this is Mr. Robert Say, a good friend of mine. We share a day job together, and then are working on a project together here in Las Vegas. And Robert has had quite a career in the music business. Of course, he got his start in Nashville as well. He's got many, many stories, a lot of educational and information on the business to share with us. So, Robert, are you there with us?
I am here in Las Vegas live.
Nice. So, okay, Robert, and of course, Robert introduced you to Randall. Now, Robert, let's start asking you some questions. Or how did you get started in the business? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, James and Randall, I have always been involved to some degree in the music industry. I started off as a singer predominantly in Los Angeles. I was in Hollywood for about 15 years. And I had a producer there by the name of Bob Mercy. Bob was just a great guy, very caring kind of guy, the type of person you don't find in the record in the music industry a lot anymore. But he was successful in his own right. His wife was a Motown writer. I was privileged to meet them both through his secretary that I just happened to know. And so I spent a lot of time in the studio with Bob. Then there was an opportunity that just absolutely blew me away, and that is when I heard Chris Christopherson come on the air. And I thought, my God, the way this guy writes is so just educational when it comes to trying to string lines together if you have aspirations to be a writer, which I did. And at one time it was just a hobby, but I started becoming more and more and more serious. So I heard Christopherson, and all of a sudden I was doing other kinds of music, a lot of pop stuff and R&B and some soul stuff. And I thought, this is really the thing that I want to hook my my ring on and try to get involved in this kind of music. And I grew up as a country kid, as a country boy in North Carolina, and but I'd never heard anybody write like this. I'd heard the older country, which I have a good respect for and a deep respect for, because that was the, I guess, beginning of what today has become. And so I left Hollywood and moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and was privileged to meet up with a couple of the real heroes of country music, and that was a couple by the name of Jerry Foster and Bill Rice. Now, Jerry and Bill became the most celebrated songwriters that ever entered country music. And I was with them for a little over 12 years. In fact, I just spoke recently with Jerry. He's doing a lot of acting now. He's kind of retired from the writing industry. But they are the only ones that ever had a 10 years, they were never out of the Billboard charts.
Wow.
Which is absolutely phenomenal. and they are the only group that ever had 10 songs in Billboard magazine at one time. So, yeah, that's just a little kind of an overview of some of the people and a little bit of the things that I've experienced in the industry. They helped me so much. I learned so much from them. They helped me get a couple of songs recorded while I was there with them. I'm living in Las Vegas now, of course, but Tammy Wynette, who was on Columbia Epic, and T.G. Shepherd, which was on Warner Brothers at the time, cut some of my material. And Tammy took a thing that I'd written called I'd Like to See Jesus on the Midnight Special as a single, took it to top 20, and then she put the same song in like three or four different albums as well, like Tammy Wynette's Womanhood and then Tammy Wynette's Greatest Hits, Volume 1, also contained the same song. But and I still get a check now and then from that. It's not as significant as it used to be by any means, but I at least go buy a hot dog with it still.
You know. Are you an ASCAP or BMI, Robert?
I'm BMI.
BMI, same here.
I'm BMI. How long have you been with BMI, Randall?
Going on 11 years.
Good, man. You're much younger than I am, then. I've been a member for 40 years.
Yeah, you became a member when I was 7 years old.
Oh,
man.
Boy.
That time sure is fun when you're having flies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Robert, even since then, you still write music now.
All the time.
You still do things. What are some of the things, even since then, in continuing your personal quest in the music business? Because I know you still write. I heard songs the other night that were just fantastic, and you still do it. Even today. What are some of the things, other than, maybe some personal stories that you can share with everybody that just really keep you going, that just really help you to write, that give you the fire, that give you the ideas, as well as, some personal business experiences that you've had over the years?
James, what was once a hobby with me has grown into a full-blown passion. I produced and developed a CD last year. It was not successful by any means. It started off slow and then dropped off. But I didn't really put a lot of effort in promoting it. I just really had a lot of tracks that I had produced and songs that I had written. And so I just kind of threw that together. But then after I listened to it, I thought, wait a minute, this is something that needs to be really seriously taken into consideration. If you're going to spend money on your product, you're going to go in and produce it, and then you need to really promote that product. And, sometimes we're our own worst critics. If you're really going to spend money on it, do something with it. In fact, this gives me an opportunity to tell you about a site that I just ran on. It's called PromoteMySong.com. I don't know much about the site, but I know that for new writers and aspiring writers, you might want to check it out if you have something. However, I did read some information that this site does require you to have everything copywritten before you submit your material to them. And I think that from what information I've gathered, that this particular PromoteMySong.com site has 150 internet radio stations that will start collecting money for you through people downloading your song for ringtones or maybe for their personal library of music. And I don't know who that site is, so I'm not promoting the site. I just, if there are any aspiring writers, they might want to check that site out. and use their own discretion before they get involved. So it's like Randall was saying a while ago, be cautious because there's a lot of sharks in the water. But at least it's an opportunity for maybe somebody to Google and just come up with some kind of information. Just songwriters, distributors, promoters, they're out there by the dozens. But it's up to that individual to really be discretionary and figure out what they're going to do. You don't want to get caught by. I mean, there's sharks in the water everywhere, so be very cautious.
Well,
that's
right. That's great information, Robert. That's exactly the things we like to share here on the show, because you know, there's the great sides of the business, and there's a lot of positive, and there is good sides, but you still have to be, especially with the internet, and the way the industry has just come to fruition over the years, and even today. You really just have to get really lucky, meet the right people, good people. But even with sites like that, that's a great and wonderful thing, but it's about educating yourself. And that's what we hope to do here on this show, is just give people both sides of the world, because you need to know this stuff. And thanks, Robert. We appreciate you being on with us, and that's great information. You've had really a great career, I'm sure those 12 years were absolutely fantastic for you, a great experience, and that's the way the industry is for a lot of us. There's ups and downs, ins and outs, and all of the artists, all of us, do the same thing that you're doing, Randall's doing, I'm doing, throughout the years, and you know, it's that one day, that one time, that one hit, that one good person, good connection, good people that you meet that really you know, takes off for you. So we appreciate you sharing. Now, what else is there anything else you can think of that that you might want to share with people? You have a personal story, because you have some great stories as well as jokes, and please feel free, if you have a joke, tell one of your wonderful jokes, because those are fantastic. Randall's a great joke teller too.
I love jokes, man.
Robert's a great storyteller like you, Randall. He can tell a story with a joke. Tell us a good joke, Robert. Why don't we do that?
Well, how many stations are we on?
We're on one station, but we're in about 190 countries.
Okay, one station, we have 190 countries that are downline. My goodness, man, there's a lot of people out there, so I've got to stay pretty clean on radio and television. Okay, I'll give you a little riddle rather than a joke. Now, if a mother camel with one hump marries a father camel with two humps, and they have a baby camel with no humps, what would they call the baby?
Humpty.
Anybody
dump.
Know?
I have no idea.
Well, since he doesn't have any humps, his name would have to be Humphrey.
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 Okay. You want to add Bogart to the last name?
Do what?
You want to add Bogart to your last name?
That's right. I've got it. Let me interject just one more thing. There is a publication called out. It's called the Indie Bible. INDIE Bible. Are you familiar with it, Randall?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. James, are you familiar with this book?
No, sir.
This book has absolutely all the information an unsigned writer or an aspiring writer or an aspiring artist would want and be able to use regarding helping promote their music. There are companies in there that will package your stuff for you. there are all kinds of opportunities. They will. There's some record labels in there that will package your stuff for you and promote your product for you. But as I heard you guys speaking a while ago about certain aspects of the business that are not the most desirable, be sure that you have everything copywritten. You know,
right,
if there
right.
are any writers out there listening, make sure that you have it copywritten and that you're dealing with legitimate companies. These
As I say, Indie Bible is an excellent music marketing and promotion resource for anyone.
Yes, it really is. I scan that all the time.
Now, in fact, speaking of that, because we were talking, and we exposed everything, Robert, all of our personal stories in the business that we always come across, as you heard earlier, and we always do and always will, in every aspect of the business. But we were talking in our pre-show briefing a couple of times, because I'd mentioned, because you've written a lot of songs. I said, well, hey, what about, maybe we could play one of your songs if it hasn't been published or something like that in that nature. And you shared something that was a good point that I wanted to share with everybody that you had mentioned. And what was it that you said?
Well, James,
we're on vacation and we're in 190 countries.
Yes. Now, if you are a writer, you need to have everything always copywritten. But if you're going to do international talk shows or international television and your music is going to be played, you need to secure an international copyright. Because, as we speak, there are people probably listening, and if they're not the most savory type person or type of individual that you would want to be doing business with, you don't want to expose your song material to them.
Right. So we don't want to play something on the air that is not protected.
Exactly.
So yeah, there again, this is another. Randall, do you have anything?
Well, again, too. Another way, definitely the copyright, but also get as much protection as possible in addition to copywriting with the Library of Congress. Mail two copies of your material to yourself and never open those envelopes, or let a judge open it in the event you have a copyright infringement dispute. Let him open only one of those letters in the court of law. And there's also another company called Intellectual Property Protection Company called www.protectrite.com. You can register lyrics, songs, poems, screenplays, teleplays, books, just about even just concepts with protectrite.com, but you can't have too much protection with your material.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, yes. You can't get this information. These guys and all of us here know what we're talking about, and we're just glad to be able to share this stuff with you, because it's so important to do these things. We all get caught up. We're having a good time. We enjoy our music. We want everybody to hear it. And I know Robert Randall shares it. You just get so excited that you do want to expose it. You do want to have people hear your music. And you really do have to be careful and protect yourself on how you do that. So thanks, Robert, for sharing that. Would you be interested, Robert, in coming back maybe next week? Because we'd like to spend more time with you. We'd like you to share some more of your stories in the business. And because of the time that we have, and of course we're going to have Mac in our movie news and review segment. And of course you know Mac. He's excited to be with us. And he's going to be on here shortly. But would you be interested in coming back and sharing some more info and your story with us and some more personal stories?
Mac's in there with us.
Well, let's see. Just a second here. Let me look over my schedule. Yes, absolutely. I'm not doing
it. Good evening, Mac.
I'm not doing it. I have no world tours scheduled next week. yes, I'll be more than happy to. Thank you both, and Randall, nice meeting you.
You too there, Robert. We've enjoyed having you. Let's go to a commercial break real quick, and then we'll come back. Mac's on now, and we'll come back with Mr. Movie Review and Movie News.
As we take off on the go, we don't need air traffic control. It's a nonstop life, but I'm loving you.
Howdy, Randall Rutledge here. Listen to my show, No Biz Like Showbiz, here on www.bbsradio.com, Station 2, every Thursday at 7:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen in and call in. Join me and my co-host, James Turner, if you want to learn the ins and outs of the entertainment industry. I also have a book out entitled From Movie City to Music City, USA. It's also available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Tower and others. It's available from my website, www.randallrutledge.com. If you're considering pursuing show business, my book will save you years of trial and error, as well as hundreds and thousands of dollars that you don't have to spend. So catch my show, No Biz Like Showbiz, right here on www.bbsradio.com.
Catch it down the runway, hand in hand. As we take off, we got our whole flight plan. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you.
Welcome back to No Biz Like Showbiz. After that commercial break there, we just finished talking to Robert. We appreciate him coming on and talking about his experiences in the music part of the showbiz. And now we've got Mac back on here with their movie news and reviews. Take it away there, buddy.
All righty then. How's everyone tonight?
Excellent.
Fantastic, buddy. Okay. What's the news?
Okay, entertainment, gentlemen. Over was the top grossing movie over the weekend, and I've had a chance to see it, but I have had a chance to listen to the interviews of the actors and how much they enjoyed doing the movie. It's based on four men that go to Las Vegas at a bachelor party and forget what they did the night before. And slowly and gradually, that next day, everything is coming back to haunt them. So it's kind of like a comic version of, let's say, Lost Weekend,
Hangover,
which starts Ray Milland about 1940, which got him an Oscar, by the way. One thing I tell you, as James and I talked about earlier, it shows you how versatile Hollywood has gotten. Second movie that grossed right next to Hangover over the weekend was Up, animated feature about a flying house, rated G for children. Now, the thing is, it's like they got something for everybody here, whether you're 8 or 80, which is outstanding.
It's about time, you know, it comes back full circle again.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, because it's actually been a while, because certainly I watched the movies like you, Mac, and it's been a while since they've come out with a stream of good movies like they've come out with the last year or and of course, over the years, Las Vegas has really been epitomized, there's been so many movies about Las Vegas, which a lot of them, to me, have been kind of, I don't know, you know, Las Vegas is, you know, you come here, you lose your inhibitions, you have some fun, you know, and there are those, you know, hideous, ridiculous stories, but we all know that basically. But something that's entertaining, that's more true to life, like The Hangover, because I'll tell you what, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, boy, they come out here and do that, and those situations are really more realistic, and what happens. So it's even nice to see a film everybody's raving about it. And of course, it's really just pushing Las Vegas, as you know, an iconic entertainment field to shoot in, to film in, and with real life stories with some with some decent storylines to tell. So, you know, it's getting rave reviews, and like you said, 45, you know, close to 45 million. And it beat up, didn't it?
Yeah. You know, James, I just hope it doesn't send the wrong message. You know, it shows like you can come to Las Vegas, and I hope it increases tourism, though, but I hope it doesn't show that you can come to Las Vegas and do just about anything you want, you know.
Well, you can.
You can.
You can come to Las Vegas and do just about anything you want. That's the point.
Well, I got the top five grossing box office films. Hangover, Up. Number three is Land of the Lost. Number four is Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian. And number five this week is Star Trek.
Right.
Ah, see?
Okay, we had two DVDs come out on Tuesday. Clint Eastwood's Gran Torino.
Excellent, yeah. Good movie. I've seen it in the theaters.
Also, what else was that? Did I get a chance? The International came out. So those are two great DVDs that's available at this time. One thing that interests me, starting tomorrow, the remake of Pelham 123. Originally, this came out in the 1970s, and it starred the late Walter Matthau, Martin Balsam, and Rupert Shaw. I just hope they stick to the storyline on the new one, because sometimes certain things just can't be improved on. But it looks, what I've seen so far in the previews, it looks pretty good. That starts tomorrow, by the way.
And what was the name of that?
Pelham 123, the Denzel Washington and John Travolta.
Oh, yeah, I saw the previews of that. The making it, just from looking at that, can't say that it was interesting to me, but I haven't seen it. You said it was a remake?
Yeah, it's a remake from the 70s. You know, so sometimes, you know, they can't really improve on it, and what they do is destroy the original. If you saw the original, now if you didn't see the original, it probably wouldn't bother you at all. You
right.
Know?
And what's that about?
Well, it's about some cons that take over a subway and they hold the passengers as hostages.
Oh, okay.
So it's pushing go. It's one of these tales where you got to move money. You got to go from one phone booth to another phone booth. I know you've pretty seen these type movies before.
Oh, right.
And you got
right.
6 minutes to get to this corner, 10 minutes to get to that corner, or another hostage is going to be dead. That type of movie.
Right.
So wasn't that from the John Gotti novel?
I'm not certain on that. I know the original was really, really good, and it had a very, very surprising ending. I really enjoyed that. So I don't know if they're going to stick to that storyline, if they're going to change it, or
who was in the original?
It looks pretty good, the previews that I've seen.
Who was in the original?
It starred Walter Matthau, Robert Shaw, Martin Balsam, Jerry Stiller, and
I think Mac would remember this stuff. I don't know how he knows this stuff, Randall. Mac remembers all this stuff. Anything about film, he can tell you when it was came out, the storyline, if they screwed it up.
Yeah, well,
you know. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you take, for instance, James, you take, for instance, the original King Kong, 1933, to start Faye Ray. And they did a remake, I think, was 79, and it was terrible. Started Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges, and then the Jack Black one, the most recent remake.
Right.
That was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That was perfect because they did the story the exact same way they did in 1933.
Right. And I agree with you on that. I agree that they need to stay with the original storyline. I think they got away with The Day the Earth Stood Still, even though we disagree on that. But I agree, even with that, they should have stayed with the storyline, although it was close. But it was good. I mean, and the moral of the story was was right on, and that to me means more than anything is the moral of the story.
Well, it kind of it like lost something as it went on. You know, the beginning was fine, but when I sit in a movie and I start looking at my watch, then the movie's not that great.
Right. And you stormed out, told them you wanted your money back and a bag of popcorn.
Oh, yeah, why? You got to do that. I mean, and I think this guy loves me to death because I give him nothing but trouble whenever I go to the theater, you know. The movie really was terrible. Can I possibly get my money back? And he said, well, what are you talking about? You sit through the whole movie and now you want your money back? I said, yeah. He says, of course not. I said, well, can I get a bag of popcorn then? He said, get out of here.
Get out of here.
That's funny.
You know, I was asking James the last time we talked, you know, these cineplexes, you go to these movies and everything, you know, and you come out. I wonder if anyone other than myself has ever gotten lost trying to find the exit and you ended up in another theater watching another movie. Is that possible?
Well, I've done that accidentally on purpose.
That's what I was telling him. That we used to do when we were kids is we used to jump to the different theaters and watch the other movies. So, you know, I've certainly done that myself. Oh, that's too funny. Yeah, so we got The Hangover, that beat up. We got that one coming out tomorrow, the two DVDs. And what else is going on?
Right. Okay, well, for the Johnny Depp fans out there, starting July 1st, he's going to be starring in, it's the 4th of July weekend. He's going to be starring in Public Enemies. He's going to play John Dillinger.
Oh, okay.
That'll be
interesting. And that looks pretty good. Looks pretty good, too.
Well, I don't know if anybody can pull it off. It's Johnny Depp. He could definitely pull it off. Very versatile.
Oh, terrific actor.
Oh, I was looking at some of the scenes, and man, they even give him his haircut just like Dillinger. His speech and mannerism is the same as Dillinger.
Cool.
Definitely one of those actors who has definitely grown. And I loved him just in Edward Scissorhands. I mean, that was, he did fantastic in that and the other films. There's been quite other films.
Well, he's come a long way since 21 Jump Street.
I mean, he's a great,
yeah.
You know, there, and just a note on that, there's a wonderful actor who has grown, is a great model. And who's somebody who really studies the art, one of many, not just a few, but certainly one of many, but who's very versatile. I mean, he can do a lot of roles, so that'll be... Is that a remake or not? That's a fresh new film?
That's a new film. That's a new film altogether.
And what is that about?
Well, it's the story of John Dillinger, his start until his end,
based on
a true story.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be great to see, then. That will be great to see. Okay. What else?
Well, looks like we're running out of time there, gentlemen.
Okay. can I say this real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, I want to say that on Bonnie and Clyde, the new remake, I guess it's still under wraps because I heard about it 2 months ago, and Faye Dunaway was a little upset of the person that was going to be starring in her role that she played Bonnie. So I haven't heard anything else about that. I don't know if they stopped production or what, but I was really interested in that.
Yeah, I read something about that myself. I forget the details. There was a snag in either in who was going to play what or a contract of some kind or something in the production. Yeah, it was something with that. But, yeah, we know that's going on, too. So, okay, well, Mac? You did a fantastic job. We love your movie news and Max movie news and reviews, I should say. And now, are we going to get a review on The Hangover next week?
Oh, yes, we are. I'm going to do it personally myself, up close and personal.
Okay.
Cool,
so we're going to have Mac on next week with his movie news and review. We've had a great show tonight, Randall. Robert was wonderful. Appreciate that. He'll come back on with us because I know he's got a lot to... a lot to share, and, you know, we just don't have the time in one show, but we certainly do appreciate it. Mac, we appreciate you coming on and sharing with everybody the information that you have, and you're quite a character and an asset to the show, so I know we're looking forward to having you back on next week.
Okay, I appreciate you having me.
You're very welcome there. So that's it for tonight of No Biz Like Show Biz. And again, thanks for coming on, Mac, and my partner there, James. And until next week, everybody keep on dreaming.
This is Mr. Las Vegas signing off. Viva Las Vegas, baby. We'll talk to you next week.